Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer. Sleep Disorders in Cancer by Dr. Michelle King. This episode is brought to you by Accord Healthcare in the interest of education, awareness, and support. The content and opinions expressed are entirely that of the healthcare professional and not influenced by Accord Healthcare in any way. Dr. Michelle King advocates informing your doctor about your sleep issues to help have a better treatment plan in place that adds quality to your life, mental well-being, and physical health. Having a good night's rest isn't just about waking up feeling refreshed and ready to face the day. If you're not sleeping well, it can have an impact on your health, mental well-being, and your prognosis. Poor sleep may cause you to feel irritable and depressed the next day. It can lead to concentration problems, forgetfulness, and fatigue. Further, it can have a profound impact on how you experience pain. When most people hear the phrase sleep disorders, they usually think of insomnia. A diagnosis of cancer can cause this problem. You may struggle to fall asleep, wake frequently through the night, or wake too early in the morning. Worries around your diagnosis can cause insomnia, as can pain and depression. Lesser-known sleep disorders which can have an impact on your sleep are sleep apnea and the periodic limb movement disorder you may get if you have restless leg syndrome. Your treating doctor may not ask if you have problems sleeping, as the focus of the consultation is frequently about something else. If you're struggling to sleep, it's important to bring this up with your doctor. Sleep apnea is more frequently associated with head and neck cancers. You might have had symptoms before being diagnosed, but it's only having an impact on the quality of your life now. You may not be aware that you have sleep apnea, but asking your partner if you have had any of the following symptoms will help. Do you have excessive snoring? Gasping for air while sleeping? Do you stop breathing for short periods and or have jerky, restless movements? With sleep apnea, your sleep may be very broken and it can make you feel extremely sleepy during the day. If you're taking pain medication, which contains opioids, this can worsen your symptoms. If you're experiencing uncomfortable, restless, painful pins and needles or itching feelings in either of your legs or arms, you may have restless leg syndrome. These sensations are usually relieved by moving around. They can get worse later in the afternoon and may keep you awake at night. There are several causes. Sometimes it could be due to kidney problems or an iron deficiency, and of course chemotherapy can cause it too. Treatment may involve both pharmacological and non-pharmacological interventions. Your doctor should treat the underlying condition that's causing your sleep problem. This may involve getting blood tests done or a polysomnogram to assist with making the diagnosis. Together with treatment from your doctor, you can help yourself by following good sleep hygiene advice. But if this doesn't help, you may need to seek help from a therapist who can assist with relaxation techniques or cognitive behavior therapy for insomnia. CBTI is about learning how to recognize the negative thoughts and worries that keep you awake and how to change these thoughts and beliefs. Strategies for good sleep habits may include being taught relaxation therapy. These involve learning how to relax your muscles and to practice breathing exercises to reduce anxiety at bedtime. Here's some sleep hygiene advice. Reduce your alcohol, nicotine, and caffeine intake before bedtime. Avoid eating rich, fatty, and spicy foods before you go to bed. Exercise in the daytime, but not too close to bedtime. Avoid drinking large volumes of water before you go to rest for the night. Make sure the bedroom is well ventilated, quiet, and dark. If you need to, use a white noise machine or an app to mask noise if necessary, and use blackout curtains if there are bright lights outside. Use a dim light in the bathroom, as bright lights can make it difficult to fall asleep again. Limit the use of technology to 2 hours before bedtime. Use a blue light app on your phone so that it doesn't interfere with your brain's melatonin production. And avoid napping in the daytime. Accord Healthcare is one of the fastest-growing generic pharmaceutical companies with a direct presence in all major markets: Americas, the EU, Asia, and Africa. Accord Healthcare is an oncology leader with a 30% global volume share of major chemotherapy molecules. The cornerstone of Accord's offering to the South African market is exceptional quality, affordability, and service to healthcare professionals and their patients.